We are joined by the great Dirk Nowitzki of the Mavericks.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well,
really good.
We're wearing your jersey. I hope it's
Yes, we are.
I hope it's not your official jersey because we have it.
Yeah, no. That's a replica, but that's great.
Yeah, if it were your official jersey, you would know that we've been in your locker room and rifled through your stuff.
Right.
Stealing.
Yes, and probably found no telling what else.
Stolen all your Hasselhoff CDs.
Oh, wow. That's cold. That's
right
cold.
For the heart, Dirk. Right for the heart.
Yeah, that's cold.
Yeah, we're not messing around with you today, pal.
So how's it going? How's summer been? How's training camp going? Give us the scoop.
Well, summer was good. I didn't touch the ball for 3.5 months, which is the longest I've ever not touched the ball in my NBA career.
What'd you do in the meantime?
Did some traveling, my family mostly, enjoyed them, and spent some time at home in Germany for the most part, traveled to Malaysia for 2 weeks, was all over the place, then started working out probably by like middle of August, and been training basketball-wise ever since, but definitely needed a little time away, and definitely got that accomplished, so I'm fired up again for a new season and hopefully a new great run. And camp's going pretty good. I gotta admit, everybody is in great shape. Sometimes that helps when you come in good shape. You don't have to do a lot of running because everybody already looks good. Some guys actually slimmed down a little bit, and it looks like everybody's ready to roll. I think Tyson's going to be great. He had a lot of injury problems, I think, throughout the last 2 years or so, but he looks great and healthy, and I think everybody's looking forward to a fun run.
What kind of things do you think Tyson is going to add to the team this year and add to the front line, the big guys?
Well, I think first of all, he's an amazing athlete, so he can run as good as any big man in this league. He's very athletic off the bounce. He's very explosive. I think he's going to get us some easy baskets. He's a great offensive rebounder, so we're hoping that he can keep some balls alive, hopefully stick some balls back and get us easy baskets this way. I think on defense, he's very long, he's active, he's a good defender, he clogs the lane, he's a good rebounder defensively. He can make a jump hook offensively, so he can throw him the ball on the block a little bit. The kid will throw him some lobs here and there, and I just think he'll get us some easy baskets, and we all know that sometimes me and Karan and Jet, we all like to fall in love with a jump shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think when he is out there and being active and getting us some easy baskets, that'll be great.
When he was in New Orleans with Chris Paul, he had a big pick-and-roll game working, too. Do you anticipate more of that from him here?
Yeah, I think we're already trying to put that in a little bit, where he's very good sprinting out, setting a tough screen, and then also very quick to the basket. Sometimes guys are a little slow on the roll, and it takes them forever to get to the basket, but he's so quick on the first couple steps off the pick-and-roll that you can just lob it up there, and he'll go get it. So definitely, and we have the shooters around him to kind of spread the floor like they did in New Orleans, where they spotted up West and some of the three-point shooters. And I think if I'm spotted up and Jet and Karan and all our guys outside, that the lane has to be open a little bit. So I anticipate a kid finding him a bunch, and even in transition when he runs the floor hard, and that should give us some easy baskets.
Probably, you guys hopefully think this. I think all the fans think this as well, that this year is critical for the Roddy Bobois development. How's he coming along? How's his health, his foot? What do you guys expect out of him this year?
Yeah, to me, he's kind of like the future. I mean, he's shown unbelievable upside to his game. And I just think it's unfortunate with his injury. I think that was a little setback because he was heading the right direction. And we actually already counted on him this year a lot. He showed it last year when he came into the playoffs that he's fearless, that he can compete at the highest level. And we love his game because it's just, it's just nobody can read it. Nobody really knows what's coming next. I think If you ask him, he doesn't even know what he's going to do a second before he makes the move. He's unpredictable, but he's got everything in his game. He's got the long shot. He can drive. He can finish both ways, both hands. He's got the pull-ups. So he's a very long and crafty defender. So we really like what he brings to the table, and hopefully he can get healthy. He's already riding the bike during practices on the side. He's stretching with us. He's lifting weights with us before practice. So he's already trying to get into it a little bit, but still he's still gonna be a couple weeks away. But at least he's out of the boot. He's walking around with us. He's joking around, and hopefully he can get right around the start of the season. Hopefully he'll be starting to work out and get back into it. But like I said, he's our future. What he brought already in his rookie year, I think, left everybody dreaming. And hopefully he can fill those shoes and be a great player in this league for a long time.
This, of course, Dirk Nowitzki, the great Maverick, with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You know, one thing we hear every year when training camp rolls around, and sure enough, I think the first time I saw anything in the paper written about training camp by Eddie Sefko in the morning news, this was part of it, but they say it every year. This year, we're going to get Dirk some help, and we're going to play Dirk fewer minutes. What do you think when you hear that and read that?
Well, you know, I think we've tried that already a couple years here and there. Some years it worked better, some years it didn't. Avery actually was a guy that tried it from the beginning, and we did that some. Last year it didn't work that well because we had a lot of close games. And if you look at all the playoff teams last year in the West, I think we had only like 8 or 9 double-digit wins. All the other playoff teams in the West had at least like 15 or 16, which obviously drives the starters' minutes up because they got to be in the game all whole fourth quarter. You got to fight for it. And so we got to make sure that if we finish games better, if we start games better, and maybe get on at home every now and then, get a bigger lead in the fourth so we can rest everybody, I think that would benefit everybody. So if we just can get focused a little better from the beginning of games and really have a couple blowouts at home, I think that that would help everybody's minutes out.
You know, I've heard Rick this week talk about the depth on your team, and he says that it's, you know, the best he's seen around here. Do you feel the same way, that the 5 guys that can come off the bench at any given time is about as solid as you've seen?
Yeah, I really think that's going to be a strength, especially on stretches where we have a lot of games in a row and some back-to-backs. I think our bench is going to be great. We got some scorers with Roddy and Jet and some of the other guys, and we got some links with Chandler Haywood, depending who's starting there. So everything is kind of still up in the air, but I do think we have a lot of weapons out there, and yeah, the bench is going to be great, and you can already see it in camp. I mean, when we mix it up and we have a little competition, I think both teams are very competitive, and it always comes down to very close games. So yeah, looking forward to our bench coming in. Sometimes, you know, just sometimes the starters are not going to have it. It's 82 games; it's going to happen, and our bench is going to come in and give us a lift, and hopefully they'll have a great year as well as starters.
So were you able to, off of basketball here for a second, were you able to watch your buddy Steve Nash's directorial debut the other night on that 30 for 30 ESPN thing? Are you aware of what he did?
I am aware of what he did. He already told me that a long time ago about the Canadian runner.
Yeah.
I did not see it because we actually had practice. We practiced 2 days that day, and I saw it shortly running in the locker room, but I didn't have the time to really watch it. So,
does that guy, you think, does he, I don't know what his aspirations are post-basketball. He'll probably play till he's 64 years old, but is that what he wants to get into? I mean, is he...
No. You know, already when he was here, he was all over the place. I mean, he does fantastic work with his foundation, you know. He's got this movie company going now. He's got all sorts of other things going, nature saving, green stuff. He's all over the place. And like when I saw him in New York this summer, he's like, yeah, I got a meeting with MTV now and doing this and that. And like he's all over the place. But you could already see when he was here that he had a lot of other interests and that he was following. That's great for him. He's a smart guy, and he's got a lot of great things going for him. So I'll definitely make sure I'll check that documentary out. I heard his next one is going to be about Pelé, the soccer player, and about his life and some great insights on Pelé's life. So, he's doing some fantastic work.
So you didn't pick up a basketball for 3.5 months this offseason, huh?
Yeah. Well,
what was that?
I did keep in shape and other things. You know, I played a lot of tennis. You know, I really got back into tennis a lot. It was fun again. I did do the stepper once in a while to not start at zero in the middle of August when I started back up. So I did try to keep in shape a little bit.
But there was no international?
I definitely needed it. It was great. I didn't even miss it as much as I thought. If you would have told me about 10 years ago that I won't touch the ball for 3.5 months, I wouldn't have believed it. But, you know, 10 years later, I definitely needed it, and it was fun. Get away, clear my mind, and now I'm fired up for it.
Are you a Federer fan?
I am a Federer fan, but, I mean, I just love good tennis, you know. If I watch Nadal, how much power he plays with and passion, I mean, you got to love his game, too. And a lot of other fun players that I love to watch. Obviously, growing up, everybody loved Becker and Steffi Graf. I mean, if you were German, those you had to watch those two. Watched a lot of Agassi growing up. So, there's a lot of great, great tennis players. And, you know, I started playing tennis when I was like 5 years old. So that sport is always close to me and will always stay close to me.
Now, were you the tallest person in Malaysia?
Man, it was an experience.
What drew you there?
You know, when or what?
What interested you in Malaysia?
Oh, you know, just traveling around, just seeing new cultures, experiencing new things in life. And I like traveling, but since I competed with the national team every summer, they kind of limited my travel plans. So here the last two summers, I was able to see a lot of great things. Last year I went to Africa. Did a safari and all sorts of stuff. And this year I went to Malaysia for 2 weeks, traveled around, saw some cool things. So just traveling is fun and widens your horizon, I think. And it was great. I was definitely the tallest person. But the funny thing is, I think they didn't really quite know who I was because basketball is not big in Malaysia, but they were still all staring at me. So either way, if they knew me or not, they were all staring because I'm just a giant.
So we as you know, peon media people, we especially here, we were disgusted by the whole LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh thing. It just reeked at the time of I don't know, I mean, collusion of some point, yeah, posturing and all that. What was your take on all that? Are you fine with it all?
It is their choice, so I mean, we have no choice but to be fine with it. I think we're going to have to wait and see how they match together, and you know, they all used to playing with the ball, so we kind of see how they play a little off the ball. But I mean, the sky's the limit for that team. I mean, they got some great role players, and I think they're definitely one of the contenders now. So how the whole thing went down, I probably didn't like the show, the decision, but I mean, that's something that LeBron chose, and he went for it. So I didn't really have a problem with it, but I think that you got to give Miami credit too, and obviously Pat Riley, how he managed to get onto the cap and basically had at one time had two guys on the contract. I mean, he's a very smart man, and he definitely brought Miami back on the map.
Well, Dirk, we appreciate the visit as always. It's always great to have you on here whenever we can, and we'll bring your jersey back to you, we promise.
All right, that sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Now, do we need to talk about anything ticket sales-wise, or did they give you a sheet or anything, Dirk, that you need to tell us or anything, or are we on that front? Do we have all that money?
Not really. All I can say is, I mean, we need the fans to support us again like they did every year. So, if you can come out as much as you can, we'd obviously love it. And we need you guys to push us to the next level. And hopefully they will come out every single night.
You got it. We will hold up our end of that. Hope we can visit again sometime soon, man. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, bro.
All right. The great Dirk Nowitzki.
What a life.
Oh, what a life. What a guy. He has loosened up.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Let us tell everybody, though, real quickly here about the new Adidas Revolution 30 jerseys. That's what we've got out here to give away. That's it that Mr. Irwin is holding up over here. They're on sale right now, online only, at mavgear.com. This is the brand new thing. You can also pick one up at Fan Jam on Monday. You can turn in any old jersey and get 15% off the new Revolution 30. Single game tickets go on sale for the entire Mavericks season tomorrow at 10 a.m. as we all gear up for another round of Mavericks basketball. All right, up next, another nice interview. This one with former OU great Brian Bosworth here on The Ticket.
Boz.
Coming up Saturday at 2, it's Race Week with me, Rich Phillips, and we've got a big week on tap for you. At 2:30, we'll talk to one of the guys in the chase for the Sprint Cup, Carl Edwards. And at 2:50, talk to the guy trying to chase down his second straight IndyCar Series championship, Dario Franchitti. That's Race Week, Saturday, 2 to 3, on The Ticket.
Ghost of Marconi, can you hear us?
Old Marconi is safe for another year.
Can you guys hear me, you see?
Yes. Hey, is that you, Marconi?
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket salutes the musers of the airwaves on their Marconi Award nomination.
Going over your files, you understand? Yeah. I'm not impressed so far.
Yeah, that means we lost. Again.
What's wrong with our show?
You guys really have a character named Sports Panties?
Yes,
yeah,
we do.
He doesn't come on very often.
Now, this is the part of the promo where we say it's an honor just to be nominated. Well, screw that. We're tired of always being the bridesmaid and never a bride. We had a nice dress picked out and everything this year. But, hey, we'll take the P1s over Marconi any day. Thanks for listening.